Hello, my little podcast friends. This is your friend, Velma Hagar. It's been a while since I've made a podcast, but you know, I had something I really wanted to share. You know, the Word says, the Bible, when I talk about the Word, I'm always referring to the Bible. It says, quote, "Show me a man who is good at his work, and he will sit before kings," end quote. So if you want to just really analyze that statement, this is what it says. It says that if you're good at what you do, you're going to end up floating to the top like cream. It doesn't matter if you're digging ditches. It doesn't give you any specifics about what you have to be doing in order to have that happen. It says if you are good at your work. And you know, I made this point today in my little blog on Facebook. Some of us are born, you know, we have a little bit rougher start. You know, some of us are born with a silver spoon in our mouth, and they get, those people, you know, they inherit their wealth, so to speak. But that's all physical wealth too, you know. And even if you inherit it, you still have to work it, because if you don't, it's going to dry up eventually. You have got to work anything that you get. Some people have to finagle their way to the top. You know, that's how I did it, to be honest with you. It's called the Jacob spirit. Jacob was a fella in the Bible who figured out a way to make everything work. He always figured it out. And at the time, he really didn't acknowledge God. He just figured it out. And people can do that without God. You can actually get stuff, so to speak, without God. But God says if you don't get it through him, it will bring sorrow. So wealth will actually bring sorrow if it's not given to you by God. So even if you're a finagler, as I call it, or you have a Jacob spirit, which there's nothing wrong with having a Jacob spirit, as long as you acknowledge God within it. And eventually Jacob did acknowledge God, and he was greatly blessed on this earth. And when you hear people say that they have the blessings of Abraham and Jacob, that is who they're referring to. So Jacob was greatly blessed. So anyway, whatever you start out with, I mean, like, honestly, I started out with nothing. But what I did get, one of the things that was always easy for me is I was faithful with what I had. Because the Word says if you're faithful with a little, you'll get much. Or if you're faithful with a little, you'll become ruler over much. So in my faithfulness, I really saw God work through that, the work of my hands. And today I have much, you know, and especially compared to where I started. So don't look at your circumstances and think things like, well, you know, I don't have anything to start with. It doesn't matter. You be faithful with what you have. Be good at what you do. Give it your very best. I don't care if you're out there digging ditches. Be the best doggone ditch digger in the crew. And you watch. You will float to the top. God actually says you will set before kings. So, you know, I really want to encourage you today to take care of your own little plot in life, to weed your garden, water it, take care of it, and stay in your own lane. Don't try to compete with other people or run in their lane. We all have a particular space that God has put us in. Stay in that space. Run in that space. And do your absolute best within that space. I guarantee you, you will sit before kings one day. Got it? Okay, you guys, buy my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places by Velma Hagar. It is an amazing little book. It's just amazing. It's filled with treasures. You know, the Bible has over 6,000 promises in it. And I'll bet you can't count the promises on one hand. Buy my book and I will show you, certainly not all 6,000, but I will show you many, many treasures that are right in the Bible that belong to you. And if you don't know you have something, you can't claim it. Get in there and find out what they are. Okay, my gut friends, on Amazon.com, Velma Hagar. Until next time, this is your friend, Velma Hagar, bidding you a blessed day.